clock struck one. The clock struck two. The clock struck three. The clock struck four.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 33. I'm your host, Sid Souter. The Too Much Rock Podcast has been gone for a while. I've been a busy man and moved across the country and things of that sort, so I apologize for vanishing, but I've got good music for you now, so hopefully that'll make up for it. We started things off with the Rogers Sisters there, the song The Clock, off their album The Invisible Deck. That came out on Two Pure Records back in March earlier this year. I saw the band opening, I think, for Block Party, and they were just fantastic. And, of course, the Rogers sisters are Jennifer and Laura Rogers, who were in the band Ruby Falls, which I just loved that band. So yay for their new effort. And I think this is like their third album, though, so it's not like brand new band or anything. Coming up next, I've got some Cracker with the song Where Have These Days Gone. This is from their new album, Greenland. It came out on June 6th on Cooking Vinyl. And of course, Cracker has been revitalized lately after a little slump for a while. And I think the reemergence of Camper Van Beethoven has really helped that out. And they've even toured together. And I think they've got a festival they do every year somewhere as well that I really should go to because I'm a big fan of Lowry. So let's go ahead and do this. This is Where Have These Days Gone by Cracker.
Took a trip to California, see where those old days had gone. And the girl that went with them, curiosity, that's all I swear, I swear. In Mendocino County, thought I saw Thomas pinching at the end of the bar. No, that's just Rob Brezhne writing his real astrology column. Headed up the coast with my only Jewish Mexican friend. Found a bar in Arcata, it was the means to an end. In the alley for smoke, got beat up by some Aryan goons. Lying in my blood, I said, hey Juan, does this mean I'm still a gringo? Where have those days gone? Where have those days gone? Where have those days gone? We crawled towards the ocean through brambles of a lullaberry thorns. While blue lights they flailed, sirens wailed, we were ripped and we were torn. Don't know why we were hiding, never could make that girl wanna stay. It made sense to me then, it's curiosity, that's all I swear. Where have those days gone? 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 Where have those days gone?
there's where we can go, really. Sit up with stolen look and fake all this.
Sweet. We start off that set with Cracker, Where Have These Days Gone, from their album Greenland. We followed it up with Lansing Dryden with the song Part of This Promise from The Dividing Island. I know very little about Lansing Dryden, and I think that's intentional. They don't evidently allow themselves to be photographed. They never play live. They only do interviews via email. I don't know, just a weird band. And that album is all over the place. Some of it's like very Simple Minds, early 80s sort of stuff, and some of it's very shoegazer, and I don't know, the whole album, and some of it's very like psychedelic and even on the prog side. So that album is everywhere, and it's interesting, but I'm not sure if it's good or not. So there you go. As the rule with the Too Much Rock podcast, whatever I buy, I play, and you hear it. And if it's good, we both win. If it's bad, well, we both lose. And that one is somewhere in the middle. It's interesting, and so maybe something you want to check out. And following Lansing Dryden is the Fairlane Parkway, another band I know nothing about, and the web doesn't really help a whole lot either. The song I played was The Kid. It's off their self-titled album, which evidently is out of print and very expensive. I was given a copy by a friend. And the album is very Belle and Sebastian, as you heard. It's on an album called Lazy Line, which is probably another Belle and Sebastian reference. But it came out in 2002, and I don't know. It's kind of boring, actually. There's a lot of neat moments on it, but for the most part, it just kind of goes on as one might expect it to. Next, I've got some really weird stuff for you, and it's a really weird podcast because, you know, whatever I get, and it was a weird time in my life, and I was not really listening to very consistent things, just kind of things that caught my fancy. Oh, pick this up, pick that up. So next, you're getting some music from AFI.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
that was going to be disparate. That first track we listened to was AFI with the song Love Like Winter from their new album December Underground. It came out on Interscope on June 6th. That album is a terrible disappointment for me. I really liked the last one a lot. I thought it kind of reminded me of the Quicksand and a lot of the complex post-hardcore, and this new album is just chock full of crap. And that song there is a good example of it. Is that Asia that we're listening to, or is that The Outfield? There's a big mid-80s production sound to that, and overproduction sound, I should say. And the album is full of little tricks like the current emo pop bands, and it's just a big disappointment to me. There's not enough guts in it, and I guess just enough eyeliner that it'll sell. So yeah, I'm disappointed, and unfortunately you got to be disappointed with me. Following that was a band called Dat Politics with the song Turn My Brain Off. That's on their album Wow Twist. Came out on Chicks on Speed record in April of this year. They're from France and very bizarre and wonderful in kind of combining like early biz almost with, you know, there's some crazy Atari Teenage Riot kind of moments in there, and it's just a lot of fun and not a lot of substance, but it's a good thing after listening to that over-serious, over-produced AFI before that. Now, we are just about at the end of the podcast. I've got one more track to play for you, and it's a doozy. Bardo Pond have put out a new album called Ticket Crystals. It also came out on June 6th, and this Philadelphia, probably fivesome at this point, have been around for a long time, kind of in the psychedelia and shoegazer combinations, but they've always been able to throw in giant surges of noise that have made them interesting and kind of tied them back into some of the post-rock bands as well. So I think that just a lot of drugs is really what the key is to Bardo Pond, but it works for them, and it works for me, and one of the few bands I enjoy of that genre. And this album is good. It's a return to the form, one of their best since Amanita on Matador Records way back when. So it's been a while, and I'm glad to have them back. This is a relatively subdued song, but it kind of shows where they go with noise as well. This song is called Moonshine. So let me play that. I'd like to thank you for listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 33. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can visit toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Thank you.
Moonshine like yesterday, gonna get by. Mystery. won't shine like yesterday's mystery. Mind space.
Yeah.